it's time for Cover 2 with Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
So the fact that you said that my point is valid means I win?
No, you're a foolish idiot.
And now, here's Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
What is up, everybody? Welcome in to the Cover 2 podcast. Joe Bianchino and Pierce Bricks here with you on 104.5theteam.com. Been a while since we were both here. One vacation, two vacation.
One just missed podcast.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Stuff happens.
It's good, though. The American public spoke and they said we need
Cover
2
really.
In full form this Wednesday. And that's what they're going to get.
That's right. And they'll get it this Sunday again on 104.5 The Team at 11 a.m. So whatever. We're back in the saddle. A lot of stuff happened.
We are back.
I don't know exactly.
Did a lot of stuff happen? Because we are in the middle of
February. Sucks, dude. You say a lot of stuff happened, so it sounds like, you know, yeah, tune in. We got a lot to talk about. We got nothing to talk about.
No, we're grasping at straws.
It's a whole hour of just, hey, the Academy Awards are Sunday.
I mean, they just spent a straight week debating whether Michael Jordan, it was a two-pronged media circus.
They've been celebrating Michael Jordan's birthday for the entire month.
Right.
It's like, dude, we get it. He's old.
Like the LeBron Jordan question. Like, yes, we've asked that question before. This is not the first time we've been to that rodeo. By the way, LeBron, a significantly better athlete than Michael Jordan. Jordan, thus far, a better NBA
player.
Career.
Right. There it is. There you go.
That's it.
That's all we need to talk about. Charles Barkley turned 50 today. Awesome. Great news. Great news. way to just take away PTI's little bit. That's all PTI does, is they give people happy birthdays in the last 10 minutes of their show.
Right.
Now SportsCenter's stepping on their stuff.
Now, my question, do you want to see, because the other thing that came out is, you know, MJ, the trainer for the Bobcats says MJ is better than anybody on the Bobcats. Which is terrible. If you're Michael Kidd Gilchrist, apparently you should off yourself.
By the way, if you're Michael Jordan and you've built that team, that's not good.
Like,
even if you're the guy who's better, you're still like, wow, that's...
It's like
a bummer. Bummer on me.
Look in the mirror, smile, then look in the mirror, frown, and that's Michael Jordan's day. Do you want to see it? Because I totally want to see it.
No,
if MJ can ball at the NBA level right now...
I don't think he can.
Slap a jersey on him. I thought he was 50 when he played for the Wizards, by the way.
And by the way, everyone was bummed out when he played. Everyone was like, yeah, no, MJ could totally average 15 and 5 in this NBA. Like, I don't think that's true.
15 and 5 would be pretty aggressive.
I heard like somebody threw out, 15 and 5 might not be the exact stats, but somebody threw out, like, certainly MJ could average double digits right now. And I was like, okay.
I bet you he could.
If he's playing for the Bobcats and everyone's job is get the ball to MJ and he shoots a three every time. Yeah, he'll probably hit four of those in a game.
You know, Michael Jordan was never really good at hitting threes.
Still, you give him 20 shots, I bet he hits four of them.
He's had 12 years to figure it out.
If that's the Bobcats plan, it's like, guys, we blow, and we're going to do that for the next decade. So let's just see if we can get MJ double digits every night.
Okay, do you think MJ would or would not sell out every arena from this point on to the end of the season if he were to play for the Bobcats? Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Probably.
Would it be an embarrassment when you look back on the MJ career that he came out
absolutely
as a circus?
The Wizards I would be totally down with it. Right? Him playing for the Wizards was kind of an embarrassment.
Well, because he came back and his body type was completely different. All of a sudden he was like a power forward.
He was playing for the Wizards. Like, I hate that when legends switch teams and decide, like, yeah, this is cool. Or like when they get traded, like Joe Montana at the end of his career,
or
Peyton
Manning.
Peyton Manning a little different. But
he's still putting in work.
Like, Quiet Joe asked me this on Sunday when he was filling in for you, and he asked me, because we both kind of stipulated the Heat are going to win the NBA championship. The Thunder are the only ones who can stop them. I don't think they will.
I don't think that's a foregone conclusion.
I think it is, but we'll come back. We'll circle back to that in a second. He asked me, would you like to see, because everyone hears, you hear that the Lakers are like laying in wait and just until LeBron's a free agent, then they're going to throw all the money in the world at him and try and get him to LA. So he said, would you like to see if he wins another title with the Heat, him then go to the Lakers and win a title and then leave and go somebody else and win a title, become the first traveling superstar to just Just be the first like Alexander. Just move to different places. Right. Conquer, move on.
Well, it'd be interesting because you look at a lot of guys. You look at coaches do this a lot. Bill Parcells did that a lot. He couldn't stay comfortable in one location. Mm-hmm. So it would be interesting. And LeBron, obviously, by leaving Cleveland in the first place, has begun to carve his own niche as the first modern great player.
To move on his own accord. I thought that was a bummer. I was bummed out when he left Cleveland. And when Quiet Joe first posed that question, he's like, I would be bummed if he just traveled around the country winning titles. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of been done. Stay in one spot, win a bunch of titles.
Right.
I think I would be bummed, but
he's already planted the seed of this. He's already done this. I would like to see if he does. He needs to move back to Cleveland and win a championship in Cleveland. And he can't do that. The problem with LeBron James is the guy's been around. I mean, he's 27 years old. So he can't play one or two more years in Miami and then go and play 3 years in L.A. Mm-hmm. and then go at 33, 34 years old. Now LeBron is a freak of an athlete. He's not going to have the miles at 33, 34 that Kobe did.
Mm-hmm. And Kobe's still playing great. He's second in the league in scoring?
You know, that's the other thing that I find funny. Everybody's like, well, Kobe, the window's closing. Kobe, the window's perfectly fine,
but it's not closing that fast,
No,
guys.
He could play 3-4 more years averaging 20-plus points if he wanted to. He needs to get a better cast around him, which is why they should trade Dwight Howard
They should absolutely trade Dwight Howard. And you heard during the week that Howard for Rondo is being talked about. Mitch Kupchak has come out and said, I haven't heard that, and we're not trading Howard.
By the way, what do you mean you haven't heard that,
right,
Mitch?
Right. This came from somewhere. It's not just like random guy at the Boston Globe going, hey, let's see if we can get something started here.
And even if it is, you just heard it, and you're Mitch Kupchak. So if you haven't heard it, you should go say it.
Yeah. If I'm Mitch Kupchak and I haven't Danny heard Ainge. That, I'm calling Danny Ainge and going, hey, let's do this. I heard this. Reporter said this to me. Thought it was a great idea.
There's a couple things that are interesting. You see Rudy Gay getting moved a couple weeks ago because that team had that success last season, that team being the Memphis Grizzlies, playing without him. Yep. And I look at the Indiana Pacers, who all of a sudden are getting all this love like it's nobody's business, and Danny Granger, who's coming back, he's day-to-day mm-hmm. right now. Would you trade Dwight Howard for a package, maybe a young player or a draft pick, and Danny Granger?
Yes. Hands down. I don't want any part of Dwight Howard.
Can you imagine Dwight Howard, David West, and Roy Hibbert all down low? Now, that'd be tough for Chris Bosh to handle defense. You'd have to get Jawan Howard off of the bench to guard one of those guys.
If I'm a team in the NBA right now, I have to have a very special unit. I have to have very special things in place if I want to touch Dwight Howard. I'm down on Dwight Howard like huge because I look at a guy who is what he was when he joined the league. And has shown maturity problems, right? When he came into the league, he was a physical specimen. He was a great defensive center,
right?
And he could score the ball as long as you got him within arm's length of the basket.
On brute force,
right? If he was within arm's length of the basket, it's going in. Other than that, it's not, right? He doesn't have a shot, and he hasn't developed one. So he's still the same guy. He's got maturity problems, and it's a guard centered league now. It's a guard centric. League now. Right. This isn't your Patrick Ewing days where, you know,
everybody had just amazing big men over the place.
This is a guard league. So if you say Granger and a couple pieces for Howard, absolutely I'm doing it if I'm the Lakers.
Now, would you, and I don't think it's even possible, matter of fact, I'm sure it's not possible, but would you trade an abundance of draft picks going forward to get out from underneath the Amari Stoudemire contract and bring in Dwight Howard with the hopes you could potentially re-sign him in New York? Obviously, that gives you a log jam with Tyson Chandler down low, but you would get financial respite from paying max money to a guy coming off the bench Amari Stoudemire.
I would. If I'm the Knicks, I don't think you have the setup to bring in.
So do you think that there is a legitimate fit? I mean, I know that Houston really wanted him. Now, you're not going to give up Harden. And the Lakers aren't going to want Lynn. So yeah. I don't think that he's going to be able to land there. You know, it's tough. You say you got to trade a guy and you have a superstar. You want to get something back in return.
I think if you were the Celtics, and I wouldn't do this to give up Rondo. I really wouldn't. But if you're telling me, could it fit? I think if you are the Celtics and you're going to have Pierce and Garnett on that team, if you can get them to commit to a couple years I think Howard could work there. Because I think, what you know, this was...
I mean, listen, if you had Kevin Garnett, Kevin Garnett's career effectiveness would go up tenfold if he had somebody taking the burden off his down-low defense.
Well, taking the burden off is one thing, and it would be good for Garnett, but I think playing with Garnett would be great for Howard. Right?
Yes, I can see
that. I think putting Howard with a guy who plays similar position, forward, center, similar, and he has a strong personality and is a veteran personality who won't back down. Can somebody who can look Howard in the eye and say, this is the way you're going to do it, or get the hell out.
Well, right, but that's what Kobe tried to do, and now it looks like he's going to get the hell out. The problem with Kobe, though, it's Kobe more so. Kevin Garnett has always said weird stuff. Kobe is now saying he is an old woman. He's got old woman syndrome. Whatever comes out, he's your grandmother. He's just like, you know what? Dwight Howard's an ass. You're like, what? Dude, the guy is sensitive. He's on your team. Chill out. We need to play better defense. D'Antoni's your coach. He doesn't play defense. Kobe, just take a pass.
Howard in L.A. is with strong personality Kobe, who's a vicious dude, and he's the only strong person. You move him to Boston, maybe there's Pierce and Garnett and a strong coach, all strong, who can work on just bringing Howard up to... There's a maturity problem. We saw it
question.
We saw it in Orlando.
Well, you saw it a little bit in Orlando, but you didn't see it as much until the spotlight really was shown upon him. That was a spotlight of where is he going to be next. That spotlight was coming in from Los Angeles. It was coming in from all these other big markets. What about a package that sends a guy? You know, everybody talks about, well, you want to be in Miami. You want to be in maybe Dwight Howard's the guy.
Put him in Memphis.
That didn't realize when he was in Orlando that he's an Orlando guy, that he's a Memphis guy, a Milwaukee guy, a guy that's designed for a smaller market where he can do things like take a team to the NBA Finals, which he did.
People forget about that.
You know, and not
including me because I'm down on him.
Not have the glaring spotlight shining on you all the time because, to be honest, you put your foot in your mouth and you do kind of dumb things and you're not an ultra competitor. And when you think about the greatest NBA players, not saying he doesn't want to win and not saying he won't necessarily win down the road, but... You know, he's kind of a goofball. And in a smaller market, you can be beloved for being a goofball. When you're in New York City, you're only beloved being a goofball if you win. Same with LA, same with Miami.
Real quick, you mentioned New York City. I saw this, and I don't know if there's any truth to it. I just saw the headline. The Knicks are talking about Shump for Redick.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that at all. I mean, Amon Shump, I liked the Shump for Jared Dudley. I think Amon Shumpert is an elite defender. Mm-hmm. You know, you're assuming he'll just get a little bit better once his knee gets healthy. He's only a second-year guy, so you'd imagine he didn't hit his ceiling last year in his impressive rookie campaign. I did like the Jared Dudley idea. Jared Dudley has more size. He can do more than J.J. Redick.
You know what it is, though? I think I wouldn't do it either, but I think Redick's a little bit underrated. Like, he's a solid player.
Yes,
in his role. Like, you're not going to ask him to, hey, Redick, run the point, drive the hoop. No. But is he a legit shooting guard? Absolutely. Right? I've always, like, I'm a Duke fan. I've always loved Redick.
Listen, can the guy hit free throws? Yes, he's the greatest free throw hitter, shooter. And listen, and you know, to be honest, because right now I'm looking up the numbers, fantastic show prep by me, and Jared Dudley does not have the numbers that J.J. Redick has. J.J. Redick is putting up 15 points a game, but the problem is, who else is going to score? You know, somebody needs to score points on that team. It's the NBA. There's a lot of scoring.
If you got Melo there, if you bring Redick to the Knicks,
I'm just saying, is that 15 points that J.J. Redick is putting up right now smoke and mirrors because who else is going to shoot the ball?
Right.
Or is he legitimately putting up 15? Because, listen, 15 and 4 ain't half bad. Those are extremely solid numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to wonder if it's a product of nobody else being around, or if he's actually matured into the player that his numbers suggest.
We'll come back. We'll finish up a little bit of NBA talk, maybe some MLB, and some NASCAR news. It's all ahead on Cover 2.